Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you this evening, folks. Got an exciting program today, exciting to me and my bride, Angela, because we got a dear friend on that's going to be talking to us about a very important subject to each and every one of us tonight. You know, I asked our dear family of listeners here about 3 weeks ago, I think it was, to pray for my wife, Angie. She's a Gulf War victim, Gulf War syndrome victim from the first Gulf War, Master Sergeant that was over there in 22 years in the military. In her last few years, she got caught up with the experimental vaccines, the anthrax vaccines, and the experimental drugs were used on her and all of her brothers and sisters over there. And I'll tell you, it's been amazing what happened. She almost died from the Gulf War syndrome, and of course the government was saying it was all psychological, as people around her were dying all the time. And to date, I guess they're now admitting to about 11,000 who have perished from the first Gulf War, our soldiers over there, and who got involved in the experimental drugs that the government was giving, forcing the soldiers to take, and then the DU, the depleted uranium, and my wife got involved in all of that over there. And so, but praise the Lord for a Christian family. When she returned to the States, they got a hold of her when she was near death and started cleansing her blood and her liver and everything, getting these poisons out, and she began to improve again. And so, as you know, a high percentage of those 11,000 died from some form of cancer. And so here last Monday, we got our report back from the biopsies that my wife had breast cancer. And so we immediately began to talk about what we needed to do. First of all, we went to prayer, and we decided that we would get all the good information we could get from so many people. We're just proud and pleased and honored to, because of my work for the last 24 years with our police and soldiers and speaking around the nation, to have met some of the great healers of our time, that we would meet in the freedom movement. And one of those people is on with us tonight, Dr. Lorraine Day. We'll be back in just a minute to introduce her. We're going to talk about cancer today and how she cured herself without going in for surgery or taking chemo and those other type of establishment systems in use today. We'll be right back after this break.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
I was just finishing up saying about my bride, Angela. We talked and prayed, and she decided to gather all the good information she could so she could look at options. Because of her poor immune system, because of the poisoning that she underwent in the Gulf War, her immune system is down, and of course she's always trying to build it up. But she's got a lot of poisons in her system and everything, so she had one time said that if she had cancer, she wouldn't want to take chemo or radiation because that further destroys your immune system in order to kill the cancer. And so she decided that we should gather the best information we could from our friends, and we've asked people to send us that kind of information, and then she'll make the decision herself what she wants to do. And so with that said, we have great friends. We've got Dr. Leonard Horwitz and Dr. Stan Monteith. But you know, Lenny Horwitz and Stan have not had breast cancer. We had one dear friend, Dr. Lorraine Day, that had breast cancer and treated herself and got in a lot of trouble for it from her medical friends because they thought, surely she was crazy not to go in and get chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. So she's gone through really almost like the fires of hell to do it herself, heal herself, and then stand up and speak out about it. And with that said, I want to tell you that Dr. Lorraine Day is an incredible young lady. That she told me she's almost 70 now, but I'm looking at her picture here at age 64. And I'm not kidding you. If you go to her website, which you will want to do, you tell me she doesn't look like she's 35 or right around that area there, without a doubt. No one would guess that she was 64 in this picture. So she says she's in top health. She plays tennis, swims, runs, and just has a good time with her life many years now after her bout with breast cancer. So let me just tell you a little bit about her. She's an internationally acclaimed orthopedic trauma surgeon and the best-selling author of her wonderful books and also her DVDs and videos on different health situations. She was 15 years on the faculty of the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine as associate professor and vice chairman of the Department of Orthopedics there. She was also chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital and is recognized worldwide as an AIDS expert. She's been on almost every radio and television show. She's got such a list here, 60 Minutes, Nightline, CNN, Crossfire, Oprah Winfrey, Larry King Live, 700 Club, Art Bell, Trinity Broadcasting, on and on and on and on. So with that said, let's bring up our dear sister, good Christian lady, and I just love the material she sent to us because the first section says, it all starts with God. You know, disease is spiritual. So we're really enjoying the information Dr. Lorraine Day sent us. Sister, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. So good to have you on.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here, Jack.
Well, listen, I want you to do what you did on our morning show this morning, and that is just pick up that microphone and you give us what we need, sister, because we've got this situation, we got a determination to make in our own family, and as you told us this morning, at this time, one out of two families in America today are going to have to deal with this cancer issue, so we need to know what you know, so just go ahead and start,
right.
Would you, my dear?
Actually, it's one out of two people, not one out of two families. Every family will be touched by cancer. It's one out of two now. In 1909, the incidence of cancer in America was one out of 33. At that time, the average American ate 300 pounds of grains a year and 200 pounds of natural potatoes. We're not talking about McDonald's French fries. We're talking about good old potatoes. By 1985, the incidence of grain eating, natural grain eating, had gone down by 50%. The incidence of natural potato eating had gone down by 50%. The incidence of milk drinking had doubled. The incidence of meat eating had doubled. And the incidence of chicken eating had gone up 300%. And by 1985, the number of people who had cancer was one out of three. So it went from one out of 33 in 1909 with a diet mainly plant-based to a diet that was mainly animal product-based in 1985, and the incidence was one out of three. Now it's one out of two, and as I said this morning, it's projected that by the year 2020, everybody will develop cancer in their lifetime. But those of you listening, you don't have to be in that group. Now I know that as Jack has talked about his wife, she was involved with the Gulf War syndrome and all that. But I can tell you the vast majority of women with breast cancer, people with brain cancer, people with leukemia, the vast majority of people were not involved in any Gulf War syndrome. They just ate and lived themselves into it. And again, you don't have to have Gulf War syndrome to be have a high chance of cancer. You can do it to yourself, and most people do. I developed cancer in 1992, a very tiny lump, which I had biopsied at both Loma Linda University Medical Center and Scripps Hospital in San Diego. It was adenocarcinoma of the breast, and it was a pretty aggressive type. Over a period of time, I changed my diet completely, actually, in one day, but I didn't know what else to do. And everything went along all right for about 9 months, but then suddenly my tumor grew from the size of a marble to the size of a large grapefruit in less than 3 weeks. Now, I was on the right diet, but diet alone is not enough to get you well from cancer. The plan I use is a 10-step program, and again, I refuse chemotherapy, I refuse radiation, I refuse mastectomy. I never would have those because they destroy your immune system. Do you realize that doctors kill more people than guns do?
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody's trying to outlaw doctors. That's what we should do, because doctors, the death rate goes down dramatically when the doctors are either on strike or they're gone to war. The death rate drops. The other thing I want to point out is that the same people who are responsible for the Gulf War and putting depleted uranium into the munitions and responsible for the anthrax vaccination, they are exactly the same people that are responsible for bringing to you chemotherapy and radiation. It's the same group.
Very interesting.
Okay, so they get you on both ends. Just like I say on my video, cancer doesn't scare me anymore. The ones who run the American Cancer Society, some of them early on were writing the ads for tobacco, particularly to get women to smoke, and then they change and they collect on the other end by saying, oh, now you've got cancer, now give us money and all of that. And so it's exactly the same people. I can guarantee you it's the same people. I know who they are, who are responsible for the whole chemotherapy and radiation industry. They are the same people that are forcing the use of depleted uranium and the anthrax vaccinations and everything else. All right?
Right.
So if you are going to trust them, they're just going to collect on the other end.
Yes.
All right? Also, cancer cannot be killed. You can't kill cancer. You can kill some cancer cells. But, you know, when people have chemotherapy, what happens to their hair? Their hair falls out, and they vomit their insides out, all right? So you don't necessarily have to have cancer of the stomach. You just vomit because they're giving you poison. Chemotherapy is poison, pure and simple. Much of it has to be handled with gloves by the doctor because it is so toxic. It is poison. And so when they give that to you and your hair falls out, you don't have cancer of the hair follicles. It tells you it's destroying good cells, healthy cells, at the same time it's destroying cancer cells. But once you have that, the cancer will always come back. Always. Now, there are some people who survive cancer, but it depends on how much immune system you have left after they have given you these dastardly poisons. And if you already have a suppressed immune system, which everybody does if they have developed cancer, because you cannot develop cancer unless your immune system is suppressed. If you have a properly operating immune system, you're not going to develop any disease. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's right. You will not develop disease if your body is working properly. And so what you have to do is rebuild that immune system. And it is the doctors in the medical profession who, at the lowest levels, the doctors who are ignorant of the idea that cancer cannot be cured by giving poisons. You cannot kill it. What you have to do, you see, we doctors give antibiotics to people. Antibiotics do not cure disease. Antibiotics do kill some bacteria, but every doctor has given the correct antibiotic in the proper dose to a patient and still had them die. And sometimes they die from the side effects of the antibiotic. And the reason they die is if they don't have enough immune system left to get them well, they're going to die because the antibiotic does not build their immune system. The antibiotic actually, because of its side effects, can suppress the immune system. The only way you get well, if the antibiotic kills some bacteria, if you have enough immune system left to get you well, that's what will do it. However, we're not in the business of trying to kill things. You see, the same blood that goes through the tumor goes through the rest of your body. So if you take out the tumor, you're really not taking out the cancer, because cancer is a systemic disease. It's a disease that involves the whole body. Just like chickenpox does. I give this illustration on one of my videos. Chickenpox is a disease that affects the whole body. If your child is sick with the chickenpox, you would never take your child to a surgeon and say, cut out these pox marks in my child's skin and then my child will be well. No, the chickenpox marks in the skin are just a manifestation of a body that is sick all over. Cancer is just a local manifestation of a body that is sick all over. When you take chemotherapy or radiation, both of which cause cancer, every doctor knows that, you see, you are not rebuilding your immune system.
Very interesting. Okay, we're coming up on our break here, Dr. Day. And folks, I hope everybody's around the radio tonight. We're going to be talking about things that affect every family in America today. And so get a pencil and paper, too. We're going to give out some important information. We'll be right back after this break.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
I'm just happy to have on a great healer in America today. God has blessed this woman. I'm looking through, and I want to thank Dr. Day for immediately upon us speaking a few days ago. She mailed out her two videos to us, to my bride and I, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, and You Can't Improve on God. And we're so impressed with Cancer Doesn't Scare Us Anymore. We've just gone through that tape, and Every few minutes she mentions God. And look at this, folks. She gives us this big workbook over an inch and a half thick, it looks like. And in the very beginning it says, disease is spiritual. Do I have to be a Christian in order to get well? The good news about God, the healing power of prayer, healing promises. How can I tell God's plan for a good health from all others? And then you go over here to page section 3, and it says, let's get specific. Warning, if you begin here rather than in section 1 where it's talking about spiritual healing, you will not get well. So, sister, we sure appreciate you sending these out to us, and we're learning a lot about God and God's plan and the Holy Scriptures from you. You could have been a good preacher, too. Matter of fact, you are a preacher today, Lorraine Day, to a lot of people, so we appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you, it's a wonderful thing to have come through on the other side alive and well and to be able to share this with people, because everybody is sick these days and everybody wants to be well. It just depends on how much you want to be well. Are you willing to change everything in your life in order to be well? We have been so brainwashed by the medical profession. They say, come to us, and we will take care of you. You don't have to worry about a thing. You can eat whatever you want, and we'll just give you these medicines. But the medicines kill more people than the cancer does. As I said before, chemotherapy and radiation both cause cancer. Radiation, doctors will tell you, don't get too many x-rays. X-rays cause cancer. Well, indeed they do. And you, every time you ladies go get a mammogram, you increase your risk of developing breast cancer by 2%. And some women that are postmenopausal, they recommend them every 6 months. Well, at the end of 2 years, if you have a mammogram every 6 months, you will increase by 40% getting the very disease you don't want to get.
Wow, 40%.
All right? 40%. All right? So you're having your breast x-rayed and squashed and pounded and everything else. And they'll say, oh, no, it's not bad for you. Well, then why does the radiation technician go run out of the room or hide behind a lead shield? It's because it's dangerous. And the best way to find a lump, let me tell you the best way to find a lump. The ability to find a lump is exactly the same with a breast exam by a physician as it is with a mammogram. And a breast exam by a physician has no risk of radiation or other harmful effects, and it is just as effective at finding a lump as a mammogram is. The only way you can tell whether a lump is cancerous or not is not by a mammogram, which is just an x-ray.
Uh-huh.
You have to have a biopsy.
Yeah.
All right? So if you find a lump by physical examination, if you find a lump by mammogram, at least with a physical examination, you have not radiated your breasts and radiated your heart, by the way, and radiated your lungs.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Okay? Now, all disease is caused by three factors: malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. Now, that is unless you have been subjected to other kinds of poisons and all, but it's all caused by malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. Those three things. I don't care whether it's Parkinson's, brain tumors, breast cancer, as I said, leukemia, or any kind of cancer that you may have, or any other disease, heart disease, all of them, it's caused by malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. When I say malnutrition, America is eating plenty of calories, but they're not eating the proper food to nourish their bodies. They're eating fast food, processed food. They're not eating food in its natural form. So you've got to feed your body properly. You've got to feed your body, and you've got to water it. And as I stated this morning on the show, which I guess these listeners were not there, you've got to have the proper nutrition, and all animal products encourage the growth of cancer. All animal products, whether it's meat, poultry, fish, dairy, or eggs. Meat, poultry, and fish are all 40% fat, and they're 40% protein. And a high-protein diet, or any of the average American diet, is three times higher in protein than anybody needs, and protein is killing most of America. Even before the Atkins diet and those other diets came around, the average American was eating three times more protein than they need. You can get all the protein you need from fruits, grains, and vegetables. Most people don't know it, but spinach is 49% protein.
Oh,
all right? And I got in that workbook, which is called Getting Started on Getting Well. And for those of you who will want more information, I'll give you my website. It's www.drday.com. That's drday.com, drday.com. And when you get to the home page, click on radio or other. It'll say, how did you hear about Dr. Day? Click on radio or other. That's my personal website, and you can go there and get lots of information. There's lots of information in addition to the videos that are available there. So you can get more information there, or if you're not on the Internet, you can call 1-800-574-2437. That's 1-800-574-2437. Now, as I mentioned, all disease is caused by three factors: malnutrition, dehydration, and stress. Do I hear the music?
Music is coming again. Okay, sister. Listen, thank you so much. We'll be back, folks, with more of Lorraine Day. We're going to give out that website and phone number several times more, so be sure you have your pencil working and your paper. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with more of the program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids, they're not genetically engineered, they're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
I mean, her story, if you get her tape, if you get her videotape, cancer doesn't scare me anymore. Man, her story will scare you. Let me tell you about her near-death experience of just about perishing when she discovered in the Holy Bible the 10 steps to good health. And truly, she convinces you disease is spiritual, and the way to recover is spiritual, too, from what she's teaching here. But I want to ask you something, sister, a very important question. I've been around a long time, 60 years, and I've had people that have perished, and then people that have made it through chemotherapy and surgery and so forth. And I'm wondering, in reading your material here, the ones that actually make it, since cancer surgery and chemo and everything doesn't destroy cancer entirely, the ones that do not have it return, would it be those that change their lifestyle and begin to do what God wanted them to do in cleaning up their system and building their immune system? Or why do some survive the chemo and the radiation and so forth.
Well, first of all, if chemotherapy and radiation killed everybody, nobody would take it, would they?
That's true.
Okay. So it can't possibly kill everybody because they have things that they could bring out that would kill everybody. But it doesn't kill everybody, and so that's why a lot of people will take it. And the medical profession has been told that that's the only way you can treat it. In California, if a doctor treats a patient with cancer with anything other than chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, they will lose their license.
My goodness.
That's the lock they have on it.
Wow.
Now, it just the reason that some people can survive the treatment is just a testimony to the fantastic genius of God in making the body able to withstand enormous punishment. All right?
I see.
That's why it is. Now, there are also many people, my husband's previous wife, we've just been married. By the way, you may not know who my husband is. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
My present husband is former Congressman Bill Dannemeyer.
Well, my goodness gracious. Well, congratulations. How long you been married?
We got married a year ago, and we met briefly about 15 years ago when we were both speaking out on the AIDS issue.
Uh-huh.
And 5 years ago, his wife died of cancer. Now,
she
had breast cancer about 10 years before that, maybe 12 years before that. And they gave her all the chemo and radiation, all that business. They gave it to her and took her breast off as well, and she thought she was, quote, unquote, cured. Except her energy never returned. She had other kinds of problems, and she never did really recover from the effects of the chemo and radiation. However, her cancer, the doctor said, was gone. But about 12 years later, what happened to her? She developed a rare form of cancer in her abdomen called mesothelioma because the chemo and the radiation had destroyed her immune system so much.
My goodness.
So she developed another kind of cancer, and then they gave her more chemo, and then she died.
What kind of help can you tell those that have had chemo, radiation, and surgery? How do they stay alive now?
Well, what you have to do is you have to dig yourself out of a deeper hole. You've got to, if you manage to survive the original treatment, you have had enormous damage to your body. Everybody who's had chemo knows that. They know that they've had terrible damage, and sometimes their intestines never work right again. You'll see in my workbook there are articles showing that the mental effects of chemotherapy last for 10, 12, 15 years afterwards.
Great. Wow.
Significant IQ decreases and all that because of the chemotherapy. This is poison. You know, when someone receives an organ donation, they receive an organ transplant.
Uh-huh.
Before you can receive an organ transplant, they have to wipe out your immune system so you won't reject the transplant.
Thank goodness.
Okay? That's called immunosuppressive therapy. Do you know what drugs those are? Those are the same drugs they call chemotherapy when you have cancer. Exactly the same drugs.
I see.
They're immunosuppressive therapy. It suppresses your immune system.
Okay, my dear. Now, if you've already gone through that, how do you stay alive now?
Well, what you have to do is you have to cleanse your body of that by eating right, by living right, by drinking your water, and you'll slowly cleanse your body, and you'll restore your immune system so you can get back to normal.
Use your recipe of 10 steps,
exercise, drinking lots of water, and this is all outlined on the video, You Can't Improve on God, and sunlight and fresh air and proper rest and learning to trust God. Now, everybody says they trust God, but you remember when people came to Jesus for healing when he was on earth, there was only one requirement that he demanded of them, and that was that they believe. Now, Christians say, oh, I believe. Well, what do you believe? What do you believe? Well, it wasn't that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected, because when he was healing people, he hadn't died on the cross yet. So what did he mean by you have to believe?
Yeah.
You have to believe that he can do what he says he will do.
And it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible, and he says he heals all our diseases, but he tells us that you have to follow his plan. And you can't mix and match man's plan with God's plan. People say, well, I'm going to do the best of both worlds. I'm going to change my diet and then take chemotherapy. Well, that's like taking a strychnine with a carrot juice chaser. It does not work. You cannot have one foot in man's camp and one foot in God's camp and expect to be healed, because in the book of James it says, if a man is double-minded, he'll get whipsawed back and forth, and he should expect nothing from the Lord.
I see,
Okay? So you've got to, you can't just say, oh, well, I'm going to do this and then eat better, because eating better is going to be totally counteracted by the poison they give you. So, In my video, Believing is Seeing, I talk specifically about what does it mean to believe. And on the video, Double Blind, What Science Can't See, I show you also that these high-dose vitamins that they're frequently telling you to take, and I took them and it caused my tumor to grow, high-dose vitamin C that was promoted by Linus Pauling, I show you on that video, Linus Pauling was lying through his teeth.
Oh, my God.
And I have all the evidence for it. His partner, Arthur Robinson, said, you know, said to Linus Pauling, you're going all around the country telling people to take vitamin C, and he says, we've never done any studies on it. And when they did the studies on it, when they gave the equivalent doses to animals that they were promoting in people, it actually caused their cancerous tumors to grow.
Good grief, my goodness.
All right? So you have to start looking at these things. And besides that, see, God put the vitamins and minerals in food in the right combination. No scientist can make a banana. He can't make a green bean, because scientists don't even know all the things that are in food that we need for our health. And you see, when man says, okay, well, we can take these apart and make them in concentrated pills, no, you cannot improve on God. God said, I want you to eat the food that I have created in the form I have created it. But you see, it's all so simple. Oh, people say, well, that can't make you well. Food and water and sunshine. God says that he will use the simple things of the world to confound and make the wise stupid. All right? So it's the simple things. And as I mentioned this morning, the body is very complex. But you can't micro-manipulate it by taking this vitamin and that vitamin, all that. You got to eat food the way God made it. Because if you had tried to micro-manipulate your body, then you sit there and try to decide when you take your next breath. That's all automatic. Because we can't do it. Eat a meal and try to sit there and decide where every nutrient is going to go to what part of your body. God has that all worked out. He's telling us, I provided for that. Do it my way. Now, there's another thing that's very important. Not only is the nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, eliminating all the bad things from the diet, such as coffee and caffeine and NutraSweet and MSG and sugar and all the things that destroy your immune system, and learning to trust God, getting out in the fresh air, getting rest at the proper time of night, and your proper attitude. But you see, we have to have laughter as well. 1 minute of anger will suppress your immune system for 6 hours. 1 minute.
Wow.
1 minute of unrestrained laughter.
Some people don't have an immune system then.
1 minute of unrestrained laughter will boost your immune system for 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds great.
When the Bible says laughter does that a merry heart does good like a medicine, God knew exactly what he was talking about. Now, when you have cancer, first thing you got to do is quit work. Now, people say, oh, well, you know, I have to work. Well, then, are you trusting God? God will provide, because in order to do the plan, you've got to have plenty of time to spend with the Lord. You've got to learn how to make your food properly. You've got to have time to sit back. You see, in order to hear God's voice, we have to have some downtime, because God's voice is a still, small voice. You cannot get well if you're hurried and worried. You've got to quit work. And people just say, I can't do that. Well, then, I said that too. I can't do that. And then I got so sick, I couldn't work anymore.
That's right.
All right? So people say, well, I don't have time to do all that. Well, if you don't have time to be well, you're going to have to find time to be sick. All right? So first of all, you've got to be, got to quit work and spend the time that you need to do to fix the proper food, to have decrease your stress. Now, I'm not saying you never can work again. I'm working. I work a regular time, but I didn't work for 3 years. I was 2 years getting worse, and I was a year and a half getting better. I was so sick that I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. I was in horrible pain. But when I started on the 10-step plan, And that includes learning to trust God. Within 8 months, my tumor was gone, and it took me an additional 10 months to regain my strength. But I had a real struggle for 2 years before that, all the time I was going down. And people say, well, how do you follow your progress? Well, I followed my progress by getting worse and worse and worse, but I hung on to the Lord. People say, well, I'll try it for a while, but if I get bad, then I'll go to man and take his drugs and poisons. No, that's not commitment. We've got to have commitment to the Lord. So number one, you got to quit work. All right. Number two is you can't travel. Traveling is very destructive. The incidence of malignant melanoma in airline pilots is 25 times higher than the general population.
Wow, my goodness.
Now, they investigated that, thought maybe it was due to the radiation, since you have more radiation when you're higher in the sky, but they were able to eliminate that as a factor, and they found out it was jet lag. Jet lag is very destructive to the body.
Yeah.
And so people say, well, you know, I want to visit here, I want to visit there. No, you stay home and get well. These are the kinds of things that are so very hard for people to do. But you breathe bad air on the airplane, and when your immune system is already suppressed, you can get all sorts of diseases because they have changed the air filtration system on the airplanes now, and you get very little oxygen, and you are much more prone. They've transmitted tuberculosis and many other diseases through the air filters in the airplanes. And so what you need to do is stay home and start gearing down your life. Spend the time with the Lord every day. The plan to get well is an all-inclusive plan, and it will take up your whole day. And there, of course, is another thing that, and this is just, if a wife has cancer or if a husband has cancer, it's the spouse's job to do the following. Keep your spouse or your mother or whoever it is away from people who are not going to agree with what they're doing. I tell you, that was one of the hardest things. I would go to church or I would go someplace when I was doing the program, and people would look at me and they'd say, how are you, with a furrowed brow? And I could see they were searching for signs of death on me, you know? And I would say to them, please don't ask me that again. I have cancer and I'm doing something about it. You don't know what's going on in your body and you're not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
You see? But the worst thing is for people to push on you and to try to say, do this, do that. You need freedom from that. And that is the spouse's job, to keep those people away who will have a negative impact on the person who's making the decision of what to do.
Right.
So, that's the hardest thing to do. And you know, people say, well, it was easier for you because you're a doctor. No, it was harder for me because all of my peers thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
See, I was in the midst of Orthodox medicine, but I had to throw out everything I learned in Orthodox medicine in order to get well. What
let
God
me ask
showed
you this, Lorraine, let me ask you this. A question just came to me. What do you do with the people that say, well, she's too sick, the doctors gave her only 3 months to live, and she don't have time for the natural healing process? What do you say to those people?
How close was I to death?
You were on the man.
I'm not expected to live through the night. Okay? You can't get any closer to death than that and not be dead.
Yeah.
See, that's craziness. God says he heals all our diseases, and people say, well, I've known a lot of good Christians who, you know, wouldn't take chemotherapy and they died. Well, then there are only two alternatives for that. Because God guarantees it. God says, if you follow my laws, my commands, that includes his health laws and decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. That's in Deuteronomy 7:11-15. Now, the reason that I don't guarantee the plan, God guarantees it, I don't, is because I don't know the heart of every individual. Only God does.
True.
So if somebody dies when they say they're doing God's plan, then there are only two alternatives. Either they really weren't in their heart, or God's a liar. And God does not lie.
That's true.
Okay? So the whole point is God guarantees it. What God is asking us to do is to trust him. But you see, going to churches is sometimes an impediment to a real relationship with Jesus Christ, because we have a tendency to let the minister tell us how to believe and all that. I had to search for Christ.
Yes.
Now, he was there all the time. But the Bible says, you will seek me and you will find me, but only when you search for me with all your heart. And it takes a wake-up call, like, you know, facing death or having a disease that may be terminal, in order for us to say, who are we going to trust? Are we going to trust God or are we going to trust human beings? So God has given us the way to get well. He's just saying, do you believe me? Do you believe me, or do you think that man knows better than I do? You see, medicine, people say, well, God has given us doctors. Well, what is the confirmation for that? I mean, doctors kill more people than guns do. Doctors give out dangerous drugs. Doctors do abortion. Doctors do all sorts of things. So why do you say God gave us doctors? And I am one of them. I don't do abortions and things like that, but I'm a doctor. Why do you say God gave us doctors? I mean, just because they're here? Did God give us prostitutes and drug dealers and things like that? Just because they're here, we have to evaluate if God gave us this, then they've got to be practicing medicine God's way. If you do that in California, you'll lose your license.
If you do it God's way, you lose your license.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious. Okay, my sister, we're coming up on our last break. When we come back, folks, get that pencil and paper ready because you're going to need it. We're going to get her to give out her contact information again. We'll be right back with Dr. Lorraine Day to finish up the program today. Stay tuned.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Well, here I'm looking. And in her workbook, folks, and on page 5, I think it is, it's Jeremiah 30:17. I will give you back your health again and heal your wounds. And section 5 is menu and recipes, but there's a warning right under it. Once again, she says, if you begin here rather than section 1, which all disease is spiritual, you will not get well. So, doctor, would you give out your contact information again before we run out of time? We'd appreciate it.
It's the website is www.drday.com, drday.com, drday.com. And when you come to the homepage where it says, how did you hear about Dr. Day, click on radio or other, and that will take you to my personal website. If you're not on the Internet, you can call 1-800-574-2437. That's 1-800-574-2437. What's so important is that people can get well. Everybody can get well from virtually any disease. What I've said here about cancer goes for Parkinson's and heart disease and everything else. When I was sick with cancer, I had symptoms of Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, Raynaud's phenomenon, which I explain on my video, and I also had overwhelming anxiety and depression, and it wasn't because I was depressed because I had cancer. The same things that cause cancer also cause anxiety and depression. And on my video, Turn on the Light on Mental Illness, I show you that if you start changing these things like I did for cancer, your depression and anxiety and all these other things will also go away.
How about high blood pressure?
High blood pressure, same thing on the video. Diseases don't just happen. I show you what causes blood pressure and how you can get rid of it. You know, the doctor will give you medicine, but he'll tell you you have to be on it for the rest of your life. That will tell you you're never going to be cured.
Good grief.
You see, and there's side effects to the high blood pressure medication.
Oh, yes, that's right.
See, you see, and so you can get rid of high blood pressure by following the plan. In fact, the heart disease, they have at regular hospitals, they'll tell you that if you change to eating less meat, well, I say you shouldn't eat any because all of it produces and causes encouragement of cancer growth and heart disease. They say if you eat less meat and you start exercising, you start drinking water, that you will be able to control your heart disease so you may not have to have a coronary artery bypass. They already know that. Well, the same thing goes for cancer as well. In fact, the American Cancer Society admits that a third of all cancers could be prevented by a vegetarian diet and exercise. And the Harvard School of Public Health says that two-thirds of all cancer could be prevented by those two things. But then they say, well, when you have cancer, you got to take poison. Well, that's crazy. If you keep doing what you've been doing to give yourself cancer and you don't stop, well, then you're never going to get free of it.
Yes, makes a lot of sense, Lorraine.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense. Listen, we're just about totally out of time, my dear. I want to thank you for my bride, Angela, and me for sending us this very important material. I'm getting a lot of education out of reading your manual here.
Good.
And the people can get it by going to your website, www.drday, right? D-A-Y.
D-R-D-A-Y.com, Dr. Day.
Okay, right. drday.com. And what's that phone number again?
Phone number is 1-800-574-2437.
Okay, my dear. Well, this has been a delight, and thank you so much for being by our side with all this good material through my wife's situation.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Lord bless you now. You take care.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Folks, well, that's it for today. Hope that you learned as much as we're learning here. This is a new challenge for us in the McLam family, and you may have it in your family one day. So anyway, God bless all of you. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a good evening. And a good weekend, by the way.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.